since this hour, multiple explosions kill or wound scores of people in a crowded market in the southern Iraqi city of Basra. Reports say the U.S. is planning to increase its military presence in Kyrgyzstan by setting up a new base there. And Russia accuses the U.S. of violating a nuclear disarmament deal and developing deadly weapons.
Hello, this is Press TV News.
Many thanks for joining us this hour. Well, three car bomb explosions have left some 60 people dead in southern Iraq. The blast struck the Al-Ashar market in Basra, which is Iraq's second largest city after the capital, Baghdad. Al-Ashar market was packed with people when the explosions took place. Over 70 people were also injured in the blasts. Police had been tipped off in advance about four explosions in Basra. A partial curfew is now in place in the city. Bombings are still common across Iraq 6 years into the U.S.-led invasion of the country back in 2003.
The president of Afghanistan has called on the U.S. and its allies to stop supporting private security companies in Afghanistan. Karzai says the activities of such companies add to his country's problems and that their presence is intolerable.
These heavily armed men are neither Afghan soldiers nor NATO forces. They are guards of private security companies. They look after foreign embassies, escort U.S. and NATO supply convoys, protect VIPs, and may, according to reports, be contracted to fight the Taliban. Afghan government says most of these companies operate illegally. They drive unlicensed vehicles, import and export weapons, and maintain close ties with drug traffickers. And this has recently prompted the Afghan government to launch a crackdown on such companies and close down some of them. The Afghan government has no oversight over the private security guards. But this time, President Hamid Karzai went a step further. He called on U.S. and its allies to stop all the private security companies operating in the country. He said the operations of these companies cannot be tolerated anymore.
Private security companies add to the problems of our country. They violate our people's rights. They disrupt the security. God knows they rob people during the day and become terrorists at night.
He further said to help strengthen his government, the U.S. and NATO should eliminate private security companies that undermine the Afghan army and police. There are also many other controversies surrounding the presence and performance of private security firms, not least of them the mounting civilian casualties. Afghans blame the private guards for indiscriminate shooting at them when they go through their villages. Most of these blames have been reported in the southern parts of Afghanistan, where the U.S.-led forces are fighting the Taliban.
Private security companies operating here are increasingly coming under fire for their unregulated activities. Recently, Britain's top commander in southern Afghanistan, Major General Nick Carter, blamed these companies for spawning a culture of impunity that leads to lawlessness and corruption. But many here hold the U.S. and its allies responsible for this.
Abdul Hamid Nurzad is an Afghan journalist. He has been covering the security situation of Afghanistan since the U.S.-led invasion in 2001. He believes that it is the presence of the U.S. and NATO forces that has contributed to the emergence of private security firms.
I blame, firstly, the international community, the Americans, the UK embassies, and the other organization that they are located in Afghanistan. I believe that if they came here to protect Afghan people, if they came here to respect Afghan laws, they must end up this kind of action. They must use from the security forces. They must not make a government against the legal government of Afghanistan.
But the American authorities insist that the activities of such firms are not unregulated. There is a range of security companies operating in Afghanistan, from U.S.-backed Blackwater to small Afghan firms, some of them are said linked to former warlords. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.
Moving on now, the U.S. has been weighing plans to increase its military presence in Kyrgyzstan.
Well, now Washington is planning another military base in the southern city of Osh. The U.S. Defense Department says a $10 million base will feature a range of facilities and other weapons training services. U.S. officials raised the issue of the base under ousted President Kurmanbek Bakiyev for training Kyrgyz troops allegedly for counterterrorism operations. U.S. Assistant Secretary for South and Central Asian Affairs Robert Blake has said keeping the other U.S. base in Manas near capital Bishkek is a national priority for Washington. The U.S. has paid $45 million to the Kyrgyz government this year for the use of the Manas base.
In Kyrgyzstan, the main political party has held a major rally ahead of parliamentary elections slated for October. Thousands of supporters sat in the capital, Bishkek. They were addressed by senior party officials. The rally marked a break from violence that had plagued the Central Asian nation since April. The country went through a bloody uprising against the former president Kurmanbek Bakiyev, followed by ethnic clashes in the south. New election was announced only after a constitutional referendum in June gave wider powers to parliament.
Russia has accused the United States of going back on its word over the non-proliferation of military and nuclear weapons.
The Russian Foreign Ministry says Washington has violated several arms-related treaties, including the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, START 1, which expired in December 2009. Moscow has also accused the U.S. of violating terms of the agreement on biological and chemical weapons. The accusations come just days after a new arms control treaty between the U.S. and Russia suffered a setback when the U.S. Senate delayed the ratification vote until its counterpart Dmitry Medvedev signed a new nuclear arms control treaty in Prague and sent it to the Senate in May for approval. Under the new treaty, the two nuclear weapon states committed to the reduction of their nuclear warheads by around 30% as a step toward global disarmament.
The United States will take concrete steps towards a world without nuclear weapons.
The United States says it's seeking a world without weapons of mass destruction, while it's been the first and the only country ever to have used an atomic bomb against another nation. On Friday, as Japan was marking the 65th anniversary of the U.S. nuclear bombing of Hiroshima, the UN chief called on nuclear-armed countries to discard with their atomic arsenals. 140,000 people died in Hiroshima immediately or in the months after the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on the city. And now, with the U.S. having added thousands of infinitely more powerful nuclear warheads to its arsenal, and after more than six decades, some believe that America's stockpiles are posing a clear and present threat to any prospects for global peace.
Rwandans are preparing to vote in the country's presidential election. This is Rwanda's second presidential vote since the genocide in the early 1990s. During the 1994 killings, some 500,000 ethnic Tutsis and Hutus lost their lives. Incumbent Paul Kagame, who has been in power since the genocide, is widely expected to be re-elected for another seven-year term. In the previous presidential election in 2003, he won with an overwhelming majority of more than 90% of the vote. He leads the ruling Tutsi-dominated Rwandan Patriotic Front. Kagame's major rival is the Deputy Speaker of Parliament, who heads the Social Democratic Party.
Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says the current situation in the world is unsustainable. In a meeting with his counterpart from Guinea-Bissau in Tehran, Ahmadinejad said the current inhumane and cruel world order cannot continue. He said the world is moving towards justice, brotherhood and welfare for all. President Malam Bakai Sanya also said Guinea-Bissau defends Iran's right to peaceful nuclear technology and Tehran's progress in other fields.
You're watching Press TV News. These are the headlines this hour. Multiple explosions kill or wound scores of people in a crowded market in the southern Iraqi city of Basra. Reports say the U.S. is planning to increase its military presence in Kyrgyzstan by setting up a new base there. And Russia accuses the U.S. of violating a nuclear disarmament deal and developing deadly weapons.